Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor James Uglum. Our New Testament reading for today is from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 13. And Paul writes, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, 'The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.' For whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, 'Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.' And again it says, 'Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people.' And again, 'Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him.' And again Isaiah says, 'The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, in him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. As we consider this text, our reading for today from Romans chapter 15, Paul begins by saying, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves." When you stop and think about it, that's not how the world usually works, is it? See, the world says, if you're strong, use it for yourself. But the gospel says, if you are strong, use it for others. And Jesus, of course, is the perfect example of this. Paul reminds us that Christ did not please himself. He bore our weakness. He carried our sin and served us with his whole life all the way to the cross. In other words, Jesus used his strength not to dominate, but to deliver. And when his strength lives in us, we begin to look like him. Patient, gentle, bearing with others, helping the struggling and encouraging the weary. Paul then goes on to pray, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus." Now that is a beautiful picture of the church. Different people, but one heart. Different backgrounds, but one song of praise. Paul says, "Welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you." Now think about that. How did Christ welcome you? With open arms. No conditions, total grace. That's how the church is meant to welcome others. Not because we all think the same or act the same, but because we all belong to the same Savior. When the church lives in that kind of unity, the world gets a glimpse of Jesus. And Paul then closes with a prayer that's one of the most beautiful blessings in the Bible. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Now notice where that hope comes from, not from circumstances, not from our effort, but from God himself. He is the God of hope. He fills you with joy and peace through faith in Christ. And through the Holy Spirit, that hope doesn't just sit still. It overflows. It spills into your home, into your friendships, your words, and your witness. Even in a world full of division, disappointment, and weariness, the people of God are called to be hope bearers, because our hope isn't in this world. It's in the one who conquered the world. So today, remember, Christ gives you strength to serve others. Christ gives you grace to live in unity. Christ gives you hope that overflows. When you live out of that hope, you become a living testimony that Jesus really is who he says he is, the Savior of all nations, the joy of all hearts, the Lord of all hope. And we pray, Almighty God, you called Titus to the work of pastor and teacher. Make all shepherds of your flock diligent in preaching your holy word, so that the whole world may know the immeasurable riches of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.